5 minutes later, all the members of FTP were in the mahogany room. AJ was plugging in the last monitor she'd pulled out of her go bag, always at the ready to set up mission control. She never went anywhere without two computers, a satellite dish, an external hard drive, and an assortment of hidden surveillance gear, including nanny cams and in-ear listening devices. And she never forgot her iPad mini with her favorite jazz tunes, which connected easily to a portable high-end Bluetooth speaker. She was comfortable doing anything, as long as jazz was blasting nearby. She had tried using earphones several times, but found that she liked to be able to listen to things going on around her. So the jazz was on, and the computers were hooked up. She was ready to do whatever was needed. And when she was in vintage Balenciaga, she knew she'd do it right. Tika had given Chaz a lighter that could be used as a GPS-enabled tracking device. Since it had been a helpful tool when they'd taken down the crime ring 6 months earlier, the boss had asked Tika to design something similar for the BOD squad to use in case of an emergency. Tika came up with several ideas. Due to airline regulations, they'd settled on a keychain with the letters BS in gold. The boss had liked the double meaning. Doc Scrubs had manufactured the idea, then Tika had implanted each keychain with the owner's fingerprint and a retinal scan. When the boss put his thumb on the B, a small retinal scanner was ejected from the S, equipped with a voice recorder that could broadcast up to 30 seconds of any message. Calling all the members of the BOD squad, he sent the message,
BOD squad, code 5 alert, get here ASAP. Coordinates, latitude 40.755361, longitude 73.980975.
Within minutes, Tika had texted an ETA of an hour. Gabriella hadn't responded, but she was back in Italy, trying to suss out the new allegiances within her cousin's crime ring. She knew that Bruni's death would leave several people vying for power, and she wanted to swoop in and claim the throne. If Gabriella managed to keep her cover and become a mob boss, there would be a whole new world open to the boss and the FBI. They'd be granted a kind of access, heretofore unknown. Susanna pulled her train to the side and plopped down on a green velvet wingback chair. Crossing one ankle over the other, she said,
Jackson, what the hell is going on? I mean, this is one hell of an interruption.
Sorry, honey. I wouldn't have done it if it weren't important. And I know you well enough to know you needed to hear this before we go any further.
Chaz stood beside Susanna, a hand on her shoulder, his forehead deeply furrowed.
This isn't about me, is it, Jackson? I've told you everything about my past. And you could have waited for Boss Man to ask if there were any objections.
Jackson smiled.
No, buddy, you're clean. We're psyched to know you'll be taking care of our girl for life. And she's gonna need you now more than ever.
Well, get to it, Jackie. I'm really worried.
Legs, honey. It's about your father. He's alive. He's somewhere in Africa. And if we don't find him soon, he'll be dead. For real this time.